next stop, the Super Bowl. Hell yeah, you know we on. We built to do this all night long. Who that say they gon' beat them Saints? They a lie. They can try, but in the dome we know they ain't.
Who dat, and welcome back to Canastra Chronicles Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Brendan Ertl. This podcast should be releasing on Thanksgiving, so happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for the Saints. I'm thankful for a lot of things. But the Saints are going to be taking their blessings this week because they have a streaking, red-hot 49ers football team. They're on a three-game win streak, seeking a fourth win in a row. They're 6-4, and probably the hottest team the Saints will face this year, probably up until the Eagles. So, this morning we woke up to some interesting news. We woke up to some news from Jeremy Fowler, who reported that Sean Payton is eyeing the Chargers and Cardinals. So, that's good. Any kind of news around Sean Payton, whether it's ESPN, CBS, anything besides Mike Florio or Phil Sims, it's good news. We want rumors out there. We want things like that. We want teams thinking that it's going one place, or just information is good, especially from high-profile people. And Jeremy Fowler, who is one of the trusted reporters around the league, he said he's eyeing the Chargers job, and that's something that he'd possibly wait out for if Brandon Staley didn't get fired. And the Cardinals is another interesting one because they are a team that has talent, is really out of sorts, you could say. We saw them against the Saints on Thursday night. Obviously, of course, they look great. But the whole season, they've looked like a mess. And if you've seen the Hard Knocks in the season on HBO, you got to watch that because that team is dealing with some struggles for sure, and they need something to change. So that's an interesting one. The Cardinals currently hold the 11th overall pick. So if they were able to flip Sean Payton to the Cardinals for the 11th overall pick, I think a lot of people would forget about that trade that Mickey made with the Eagles. But those are just talks. Those are just little things. Sean Payton still needs to return to coaching, and I sure hope he does so he can bolster this retool. I thought that was going to be the only good news of the day. And I was surprisingly wrong. Today, we were supposed to get an injury report, and we did. And I had hopes for a couple players to be back. And boy, were we surprised. Among the players back at Saints practice today, Mark Ingram, Marshawn Lattimore, Bradley Roby. The Saints did activate Bradley Roby. He is back. Marshawn's going to test it out this week, see how he feels. And Mark Ingram returns. So, three great signs for this team, getting some players back. We also had Cam Jordan return to practice. That's a good sign for him. We were told only 1 week, so far that's true. Marcus Davenport returned to practice. James Hurst from a concussion was limited. He's taking the right steps and returning as well. Andrews Pete was limited. Ryan Ramczyk didn't practice. It was a rest day for him. He was limited, but he didn't practice. Peyton Turner did not practice. Pete Warner did not practice. Jarvis Landry limited. I saw some people concerned about that, but he was on the injury report last week. He's cleared to go. I think he's just going to be on the injury report till that ankle's 110%. I don't know if it'll ever be, but for an injury report, for a Saints injury report on a Wednesday, this is phenomenal. This is great news. And I think no matter what happens this weekend, we can't take for granted what is going to happen and what will happen. I believe this will be one of the Saints' hardest games of the season. And am I expecting them to win this? No. Do I think they'll be competitive? Absolutely. After this game, you got the Bucks, Falcons, Browns, Eagles, Panthers. So, what do you notice? Three division games. So, for the Saints to remain alive, it doesn't matter what they do in the other games, they need to win all of their division games. You need to finish 3-0 in your division because you started off 1-2, and you're not going to be winning your division with a 3-3 record. You're just not going to win. And if you are, you're lucky. if they can find a win against the Browns, if they can be competitive against the Eagles, maybe steal one there, cool. If you win your next three division games, you win one of Browns, Eagles, Niners, you're 8-9. I think you got a shot at winning your division. With all things considered, just even me going through this conversation right now in week 12, when the Saints are 4-7 and they're still in the hunt, I think last week we are going to take for granted how big of a win that was for the coaches, for the players. I've said this on the radio just a few minutes ago. Honestly, if they don't make the playoffs this year, if they don't finish the way we want them to, that's all right. I mean, the season is what it is. As long as they keep fighting every game like they did last game, as long as they show me that they want Dennis Allen to be their coach, it doesn't matter what we think. It doesn't matter what you think, who the future coach should be. The players fought for Dennis Allen this week. They heard the criticism. They heard what everything was saying, what the media was saying, and they fought for him. For the first time this season, I thought Dennis Allen outcoached the opponent across from him. And this week is going to be tough. They have one of the best coaches in the NFL, Kyle Shanahan. And what they need to do is do exactly what they did last week. Bring energy, fight. What they need to do offensively, run the ball. Keep running the ball. Pete's game plan last week was perfect for this week as well. This is a good defense. It's a talented defense and a deep defense. If they can continue to get Taysom the ball, Kamara the ball, run the ball effectively, Andy Dalton will be able to have success. He will. Olave, there's not a player on the Niners sideline who can guard Olave. Period. End of story. Same with Kamara. They don't have who guards Kamara? I mean, no one. They do have Fred Warner, stud. They have Nick Bosa, stud. They got tons of D linemen who are studs, and this is why they're consistently so good. Jimmy Garoppolo has made a lot of money for himself this season. He's been a great game manager for them. He's just going to ride off what that offense does. And they're loaded offensively. So, do I expect the defense to have their best game? No. It really depends on who plays. And injuries have been a big tell over the course of this season. And this will be a big game to have at least some guys back. You love them. But the offense has got to be effective in this game. They got to be able to score points. And I think that starts with running the football. They got to continue the Taysom packages, if not more of them. We need to see more Taysom. We need to see more Kamara. We need to see Ingram. Show me some Ingram, too. So, the Niners offense. This is something that at the beginning of the year, I watched pretty closely. I have some players in fantasy in the Niners, and I always wanted to see what that team would look like with Trey Lance. Obviously, first week they lose to the Bears. That was embarrassing. Trey Lance didn't look great. The transition to Jimmy Garoppolo was a little bumpy. But since, this team's been really, really good. George Kittle's been frying every week. Christian McCaffrey's kind of found a mold for himself. And I think this version of Christian McCaffrey, where he doesn't need to be the entire offense, is the best for him. He is really blossomed in that role. I mean, just a few weeks ago, he had a rushing touchdown, a receiving touchdown, and a passing touchdown. I mean, Kyle Shanahan is forcing him the ball, and they have a great back in Elijah Mitchell, who barely even touches the football. Deebo Samuel has been killing it. Brandon Ayuk's been a touchdown machine. They have a ton of weapons. I think this is a legit team in the NFC where we could see them playing in the Super Bowl, because the NFC is wide open still, to me. If the 49ers were to play the Eagles right now, it'd be a really tough call, but the way that both these teams are playing, I picked the Niners. I mean, they're playing the best football, and they always seem to do this every single year. They always start out a little bumpy. They lose games they shouldn't lose, but towards the end of the year, they kind of hit these strides where they're like, yeah, this is a really good team, and we're catching them just at a bad time. If we played this team early in the season, I'd give us a much better shot of winning. Right now, the spread's 9.5 Niners way, and that's tough because you're traveling on Thanksgiving week, going to their place. It's a long plane ride for the Saints, long plane ride back. They'll have an extra day of rest because they play Monday night versus the Bucks. But you lose this game, you gotta win next game. Tampa Bay Bucks on Monday Night Football, that's a must win. I am not overlooking this game. And if they can find a way to pull this one out, that's phenomenal. Hats off to all of them. They got to find a way to win one of the, like we said, Browns, Eagles, Niners. If this is going to be one of the three, or if they can steal one, get another one, awesome. But I'm not counting on it. Do I think the Saints saved their season last week against the Rams? No. By any means, no. They're still 4-7. That was their fourth win of the season, and they're playing a banged-up Rams team as well. I'm not even going to mention the mishandle that they had with Matt Stafford getting him hurt again. He's out this week. Bryce Perkins will start for them. Just feel bad for Matt Stafford, and the quarterbacks this year have been forced back from concussions. It's just not what you want to see. But last week, we saw Dennis Allen make a decision. He said, I'm going to stick with Andy Dalton. That was the right call. I didn't agree with it. I came in the pod and said, I don't agree. And what do you know? Dennis Allen, NFL coach, is smarter than me. He knew this is a better matchup for him. Makes sense. This is a game, though, I'm really looking forward to. It's going to tell me a ton about this football team. Whether they go out there and get smacked because this team's really good, or if they fight. If they fight for four quarters, if they lose a close one or they win a close one, I'm going to be ecstatic. This is a team that needs to fight like hell. And, I mean, we talked about it a little bit last week. We have guys here and there who are fighting. It feels like some weeks some people are fighting, some aren't. But we had Jarvis Landry score a touchdown. We had Chris Olave burning Jalen Ramsey. We had Caden Ellis fighting his ass off every single snap. This team has heart. They have good players on the team. They just got to figure it out. I cut this one short today. Got strep throat. I know you guys don't want to listen to me keep voice cracking and things like that. And we got a big day at Thanksgiving. You know, you got to talk it up, chop it up with the family. Got to have the voice rest a little bit. But I'm looking forward to talking to you guys after the pod. This might be an interesting pod for all of us. And moving on forward after this game, you got straight important games. Bucks, Falcons, Browns. We get Deshaun Watson, Marcus Mariota again, part two, and Tom Brady. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. I appreciate you guys sticking with me throughout this year. It's been a tough year for the Saints. I'm still here covering the team. You know, Nick Hunter's doing a great job over there. We got other guys all over the place, still working, still grinding. We're putting our best work out there. We're thankful for you guys. And as always, I appreciate you guys' love and support, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Who dat?